The Keystone XL pipeline came up one vote short in the Senate last night. And what a debate it was. Democrat versus Democrat, swords drawn.
I am so proud to have literally kick-started this debate.
Senator Mary Landrieu, fighting to keep her seat in next month's runoff election in Louisiana, appealed to her fellow Democrats to treat the pipeline as just a pipeline.
This has absolutely nothing to do with climate change.
But for other Democrats, Keystone XL is hardly just a pipeline. It is a symbol of everything evil. They described it as a giant underground straw, sucking up dirty Canadian oil and spitting it into tankers that would spread the sticky poison all over the globe and belch the toxic exhaust into the lungs of little girls. Yes, I am paraphrasing, but not by much.
I want to show you a picture of a little girl, and she has on, over her face, an oxygen mask. This pipeline is going to unleash 45% more of the dirtiest, filthiest oil, and that's why I call it the Keystone Extra Lethal Pipeline.
Senator Barbara Boxer displaying a large placard showing a little girl with an oxygen mask. And so, the bill to force the pipeline to the next step failed by one vote. The president won't have to make a difficult veto decision that would have had him choosing between labor unions, who see only jobs, and environmentalists, who see only hell on earth. As for Senator Landrieu, facing that runoff election next month, the debate did its job. She was able to portray herself as a vigorous defender of a project that will create work for Louisiana.
And so that is why I've been fighting for a debate and a vote on the Keystone Pipeline. How much time do I have remaining?
A question which, in her case, is more than just a routine parliamentary inquiry.